Welcome back to another episode of Striving for Abundant Living. My name is Jonah McElhaney, and today I want us to talk about understanding who we are in God. And so I really think that if we could try to really understand what God has for us, how God sees us, I think that we could really make an effort to be something that we never thought we could be. And so I want us to look at Exodus chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. And it says, "There arose a king over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and he said to his people, 'Behold, the people of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come and let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and if a war breaks out, they join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land.' Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens. And so they built for them store cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And the Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel. And so they ruthlessly made the people of Israel work as slaves and make their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and brick and in all kinds of work in the field. And in all the work, they ruthlessly made them work as slaves." And so let's get right into it. You know, growing up, we were all introduced to the power of our mind. How if we could just believe something, that we could see it come to pass. We've read stories of the little engine that could, and we used to watch cartoons like Pinocchio, ageless tales of magical powers of the mind. And unfortunately, the power of the mind doesn't just help us achieve great things, but it can also keep us bound to circumstances and our dilemmas. Too many people today are stuck in a revolving door of pain and heartache. Too many people today lost in the shuffle of life that are missing out on what God has in store for their lives. Even within our churches, we see good people stuck, unable to fathom anything other than the life that they have right now. You see, like the children of Israel, our true destiny is shadowed by the realities of life, and no matter how much faith we think we have, nothing can help us escape the overwhelming understanding that we might not ever leave the place that we're currently residing in. I've long said that the greatest hindrance to the church is not the devil. It's not hell's agenda, but the greatest hindrance of the church is the harsh reality that we have to face every single morning when we open our eyes. It's life. It's the reality that I know I should be better than this. The reality that I know I was created for more, but the burdens of this life are just way too overwhelming. I work all week. I have no money. I've tried my best, but my home life isn't exactly what I want it to be. And every time I feel a shift in the spirit, life has a way of just pulling us back to the same daily grind that we've tried to escape for years. And before too long, we start to realize that, you know what, maybe this is just who I am. Maybe this is just what my life's going to be from now on. And see, that's when it happens. We stop fighting. We stop trying to move forward. We accept a reality that was never approved by God. You see, God never wanted for us to live our lives burdened with chains and bound to our circumstances. God never intended for us to just barely get by in this life. He called us to live abundantly through Him. But because of circumstances and situations, we find ourselves stuck in the same cycles of defeat and doubt. And like the children of Israel, our adversary knows exactly what we're capable of. Hell knows the threat that we pose to their kingdom, and so the only strategy that they have is to burden us with, and it's to bind us so that we will accept our current dilemmas as a permanent habitation. And here's what's so dangerous about living where we're at right now, is that we settle for a life that we have because in our minds, as long as we can still come to church on Sundays and we can still feel the presence of God on occasion, that we think everything is going to be okay. But look at what happens when Moses tries to encourage the people of Israel. In chapter 6 of Exodus, in verse number 9, the Bible says that Moses spoke thus to the people of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and harsh slavery. You see, this is why hell doesn't care whether or not we come to church. Because he knows that if he can just break you, that if he can just break your spirit, that you're going to stop listening to the preaching. You're going to stop listening for the moving of the Spirit because you don't think anything said is going to help you anymore. See, we've tried to follow the words that have been preached, but every time we do, it seems that the whips from the taskmaster become more intense, leaving us even more broken than we were before. And so here's the reality of what I'm trying to say today, is that we all know what kind of person we are without God. I know what I'm capable of if I'm left to my own devices. I know the kind of man I would be if I ever walked away from God again. But what I don't know, what none of us here know, is what we're capable of if we ever completely surrendered our lives to Him. And so I want to get across to someone who's just settled for life circumstances. You may have accepted that you will never be much more than you are right now. You might have accepted the fact that this is all there is and this is all I'm going to be. But God wants you to know that you are not who you think you are. You're not just another person trying to survive this world, but God has chosen you to be more than this. God has called out to you, not so that you can be stuck where you are, but God has called you because He wants to use you in ways that would literally blow your mind. And I know what you're thinking. I know that you're thinking to yourself that I've heard this before, that you've went to church, that you've sat in service, and someone's got up and told you that God wanted to use you. And there may even have been a point in your life where you believed it, but right now that doesn't seem possible because you've settled for less, because you just don't want to fight anymore. And I get it. I know what it's like to have an idea of what God wants to do in your life and face the reality of where you are right now. After all, you're the only one that's ever seen the failures that you've committed. No one else has seen the way that you've struggled and failed before God. No one else has seen you make promises to God and then days later do things that go in complete opposite direction of what you've promised God. We're the only ones that truly knows the struggles that we've had in trying to live for God. And then on top of that, we have some guy get up and tell you that God wants to use you. And so inside you just laugh. You know, if this guy really, really knew who I was, he wouldn't even try. But I want to let you in on a little secret. God did not call you because of who you are, but He calls you because of who you will become. Listen, you're not who you think you are. You're not just another person that takes up room in a church service. God has called you. God is reaching for some people who don't think that they have anything left to offer. And God wants to raise you up to turn this world upside down. There's a story of a man who, walking by an exhibit of elephants, he walks by and he suddenly stops, confused by the fact that these huge creatures are being held by only a small rope tied to their legs. I mean, it was obvious that the elephants could at any time break away from the ropes that they were tied to, but for some reason they didn't. And so he found a trainer nearby and he asked him why these beautiful, magnificent animals would just stand there and make no attempt to get away. Well, the trainer said that when they're very young and much smaller, that we use the same size rope to tie them. And at that age, it's enough to hold them. And so as they grow up, they're conditioned to believe that they can never break away. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never even try to break free. This man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. Their powerful and gigantic creatures had limited its present abilities by the limitations of its past. And like the elephants, how many of us go through life holding onto a belief that we cannot do something simply because we failed at it once before? How many of us refuse to attempt something new and challenging because of our so-called mindset? Our attempts may fail, but we must never fail to make an attempt. You see, we've all made mistakes in our lives. We've all been in circumstances and situations where it seems like We were just going through so much that we couldn't do anything for God. But God does not need perfect people to make a difference. All throughout the Bible, God would call imperfect people to perform incredible feats. All the men that God would call through our Bibles had flaws. They all made mistakes, but God didn't call us because we're perfect. God called us because he had put something inside of us that would benefit this world. Now, I know somebody's probably listening to this and thinking to themselves, but you don't know what I've been through. You don't understand the situation that I faced, but I want you to understand the principle, because I think this is important. God said, and God would speak to Paul in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are the called according to his purpose." You see, Jesus never promised that everything in life was going to be great. But he did promise that no matter how bad things are, no matter how many mistakes we've made, that anything can work together for your good. It might not all be good, but it can all be for good. And so don't allow circumstances to dictate your direction in life. Trust God. Give your life to him. Let him break those chains of complacency and doubt, and watch God do great things in your life. If we want to strive to have an abundant life, we've got to get past the barriers that are in our mind. We've got to get past the limitations that we put on ourselves. God's waiting to use us. God's waiting to do things through our lives, but we've got to understand who we are. We're not slaves to sin any longer. We're not bound to this world any longer, but God has called us to rise above our circumstances, to rise above our situations, and to do mighty things in his name. So I hope that I could help somebody today understand that you're not who you think you are. You might feel like a failure. You might think that you have nothing to offer, but God sees so much potential and beauty inside of you. And if you can just tap into that, there's no telling what you can do in God. And so I hope that I've blessed you. I hope that I've helped somebody today. I hope that you would share this. And you know, if you know somebody that's been down on themselves, that you would give them an opportunity to listen. And until next time, I hope that y'all have a great and blessed week, and we'll see you next time.